Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Royal Oak, Michigan. Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, Matt, and Angela.
He might be looking at, like, the chat and stuff.
Testy.
Make sure it tests lock talk this time. 4, 3, 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, episode 102 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken. Matt, you all right over there?
Your name is Ken.
I am Ken. You looked a little...
I'm doing okay. I hear us, like, in five different ways right now.
I wasn't sure if because I didn't hear that. I thought you were just getting confused because you couldn't figure out what, you know, player you can come up with a jersey that had 102 on it.
I wasn't thinking of that, but we can go back to college and call it the Sam McGuffey or the Charles Woodson.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
But, yeah, I was just kind of confused because you're playing music and he's playing music and my headphones are playing music and I'm just... kind of all over the place.
I'm not playing music.
Well, the music that you were playing to get the show on the road. So, yeah, we're playing a little bit of music here. But I'm doing well, Ken. How are you this week?
I'm good, thank you.
We never ask you. Hey, you always go around and introduce us and ask us how we're doing. We never give you the courtesy. So, Ken, why don't you start off the show and tell us how you're doing today?
I'm doing well.
That's fantastic.
I'm doing well. I got
you got some balls in your mouth.
I got some balls in my mouth. Some for the people. Some sugar-free balls.
Balls.
And then
are they salty?
Balls.
They're not. They're very sweaty? Sweet. Okay. Very, very sweet.
Sweaty balls.
And then I've also got a can of PBR for right now.
Damn, son.
I'm feeling it. I'm not cutting it with any Diet Verners, but, you know.
You know, I've got my PBR. I really think we need to start bringing Busch Light and just leave it there where the 30 of Pabst is. Maybe they'll get the
hams. Get the hams going, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Hams is, I mean, even I think hams is cheap. And, oh, I mean, yeah, I'm the king cheap.
Hams, yeah, Light.
$13 for a 30 pack.
Yeah, I mean, just give me some saline solution, put some Everclear in it, and just let's walk around life like that.
Yes.
But, yeah, my Diet Verner is per huge. You know, keeps the palate clean. A little bit of ginger, a little bit of
settle that stomach.
Did you know that they have a ginger balls now, like a ginger ale balls? Not a ginger. There's no good way to say it, so you just say it.
I don't know what's funnier. What's funnier?
Are they
saying
angry
it
or are they Scottish? It's just the whole,
you know,
kill?
I really want to find... I want to meet the man who pitched calling an energy drink balls and the man who greenlit it and said, you know what? That is a great idea.
That sounds like a great idea.
So the guy's name is Hobie Bopart. He lives in Miami. Really nice guy.
I'm sure he's rich as shit right now.
He does not own the company anymore.
Well, yeah, because he probably got bought out.
He did sell it to a company in Ohio. So the I know
Matt is like going through instant regret right now.
No, I'm just confused. So like,
why somebody in Ohio has even enough money to buy it?
Okay. I agree with that. Yeah. But did he buy like one of those Miami condos with his balls money?
No, they moved the whole production up to Ohio.
But
they moved it out of Miami.
But he lives in Miami, you said.
Well, the original founder, yes. Owner, pitcher, everything like that. Pitcher of the balls.
Guy pitching balls, yes.
Now he's pitching balls.
He lives in Miami.
Yeah, so he sold the company.
He sold the company to a guy in Ohio.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
And they moved
everything
up to Ohio.
Yeah, but the guy who owns it moved it to Ohio, not the guy in Miami. I'm sure he's still fucking Miami.
The guy who
there's no reason to go from Miami to Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could have went from Miami to Miami.
Right, exactly. True. Miami of Ohio.
Actually, you know, Miami's pretty sweet, to be honest. I can't shit on Oxford, Ohio. Although you do have to get to drive through Indiana basically to get there, which is garbage.
I don't know. I get to go south of Gary. Very, very soon, which means
the
I'm going to make
the armpit of America?
Yeah, I'm going to make a 20-minute detour up to Three Floyds in a week or
hell
two.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And pick up some whatever. So you guys will obviously see a text message.
Yes.
Check the page to see what's...
Start saving money now.
Check the report.
Yeah.
I was kind of
well, sadly, I can only get two cases when I go. Okay. So that's the rule. And I'm going to be by myself driving over there. So there's nothing that I can, like...
The place only allows you to buy two cases?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. They instituted that rule because of people like me. So there
Mueling?
Was a,
because they don't want to sell beer?
Oh, well, see, the thing was is that it wasn't for – they sell out, but the thing is that people like me would go there and purchase so much that they would sell out so fast that they would have to
– But are they selling something special there? I mean, like on this event, or is this just a Wednesday?
It's just like a Wednesday. But the, like if Zombie Dust comes out, it'll sell out that day.
So on a random day, you can't buy more than two cases of whatever – Just cause.
That is correct.
Communists.
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 I mean, so, but that's the thing is that they do that because people like me, mind you, this would have been probably 7 years ago, went to the Peterson, which is a bowling tournament in Chicago. On the way back, so the law in Indiana, I believe, is you can't buy more than one keg's volume worth of beer per person per day, unless obviously commercial or something like that. I'm sure bars can buy more than one keg.
Yeah.
So you can't buy more. So I bought three people's legal allotment in the state of Indiana and brought it back and
went around hiring up bums off the street. Say, hey, come here with me for a second. I need
well, there was four of us that were.
Hey, you have been to. I mean, you're not far from Gary, Indiana.
There was four of us who were there. So I wound up, and you had to do different credit cards for each one. So like each person walked in, bought like when we all bought one brand, like one beer, one specific beer, and that's one of the stories where I had sold it to a undisclosed person. And spotted the money for this person, but they paid me that day, which is great, and that started a great relationship.
This
this
is exactly what that Chase Pay app is for.
It's Venmo.
Be able to do things like that.
Yeah. So I'm well. You're well, Rob. How you doing?
Doing okay. Found it interesting today that I guess maybe we got a little bit of Better on Draft karma that's going on because. Last week, obviously, we had Harson's Island on.
Yes.
And apparently, last Friday, somebody from Harson's Island won $1 million in the lottery.
From the, like, from the
state
brewery?
Lottery?
Or at the brewery?
I don't think necessarily from the brewery, but because basically someone who lives on Harson's Island, he won $1 million.
What?
Yeah.
Send me some of that money.
Right. Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with the actual facility.
No.
Or the facility that's in Marysville, not
right.
Harson's
exactly.
Island.
So they're not even on Harson's Island, but there's just simple facts.
I talked about that with my mom about that earlier today. She's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, my fiance like, has been struggling with that for the last 7 days. Yeah.
But do you tell them it's in Marysville? It's like right down the
– Yeah, river. I just said it's an homage to – she's like, yeah, but it's not Marysville.
Yeah,
I mean,
my mom's been having
Marys,
the same
Marysville
problem.
Is nothing like Harson's Island.
Yeah, I know.
I get that, but it's you know, an homage to Harson to be like Harson.
Yeah.
But the people, the place, it's – and I love it to death. It's literally like trying to wrap your head around 2 + 2 = 5.
Is she one of the people that like can't do if you name something like Detroit Coney, but it's at like 9 and Woodward or something like that? Like you're in Ferndale.
You know, we had a conversation. I think it was last night, and she asked me if she's listening. She's going to kill me.
I got a couch for you to sleep on tonight.
I have a spare bedroom. Okay, she asked me, "What's the football team in Montana?" I said, "What do you mean?" She's like, "The NFL team in Montana,
University of Montana."
Well, no, she said, "What's the NFL team in Montana?"
And I
said,
"The Vikings."
What do you mean the NFL team in Montana? She's like, "Well, every state has a team, right?" I'm like, "In the NFL, no, that's not how it works." She's like, "So what do people do on Sundays in Montana?" I said, "They watch football. They just don't have a team." She's like, "So that means like places like Alaska don't have football either?" Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
I mean,
no, they don't.
Hockey is there.
They have
a college
football.
Hockey.
They have football.
Wait, Alaska?
Oh, yeah, they play. They
play like 7-on-7s though. They don't do.
Oh, okay. Sevens. That's a different.
I mean, they play high school.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I don't know if they would have enough money to.
And she's not
to do like college football or anything like that. Just because the amount of money to get up and down from Alaska, nobody would really want to go play Alaska.
It's probably not their major sport anyways. They probably have hockey as their big number one sport.
Well, it's probably a lot like hockey, skiing.
Well, it's like Boston University where I went.
Oh, goodness,
That's, you know, hockey became the big sport there, and they, you know.
Are they a Div 1 team in hockey?
Yes.
Yeah. They're frozen.
They got a bunch of teams over there.
Yeah, and so.
Rhode Island Providence is right there, too. Yeah, it's 5 minutes away.
Yeah, well. Close, but not. Yeah,
they're called the Nanooks, the University of Alaska.
Yeah,
the Nanooks.
Yeah, some Alaska's gonna come by and You picking on the Nanooks?
Right.
Oh, exactly. Gosh.
I wouldn't want to
fight Nanooks.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do it.
Dude, they got a rifle. They got a co-ed rifle team.
Oh, I mean,
you live in Alaska.
I know.
Yeah, you're boy. I don't know how to shoot.
You should be one of the top ones.
You come out of the womb with a rifle.
Well, of course, it's going to be co-ed because they got to meet somebody. Because, you know, pairing up there, you've got to pair up before winter because, from what I've been told, if you don't, you're a cold winter.
Dying cold and alone.
Nick, what's going on?
How's it going, man?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Drinking a Youper?
I got a Youper. No, actually, this is a Upper Peninsula Ale.
A Youper?
It's still not, Upper Hand.
It's Upper Hand, but it's not the ones that Matt has in front of him that are just sitting there.
Yeah. Well, I gotta, you know, be
you
able
got
to
Diet Verner's and PBR in front of
me. And Youper Ale. I gotta, you know, be functioning, so I gotta reload.
Functioning for what?
You're on better on draft. What's there to function
for?
Yeah,
you know, I just gotta.
Yeah.
You just gotta do. Cheers. Do what you gotta do.
So we do have a guest in the studio today, all the way from Little Guy Brewing.
Yes.
There's no city called Little Guy, right?
No, it's been Waterford.
Waterford.
Yeah, there you go.
Todd, right?
Yes, sir.
Todd, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Are you drinking something?
Oh, yeah. I got some of the Mother Cluster from Falling Down.
All right.
So, right. Yeah, they've got that in the hallway out here, and so it's a nice beer.
Good drinker. Before Little Guy Brewing, what were you doing? Because obviously, I'm pretty sure you were in the industry.
Oh, I've been in the industry for about 18 years now. I started out in California at BJ's. I did a short stint at Stone, worked at Bayhawk. Then I had worked in Koreatown in L.A.
Oh, wow.
Then moved to Wisconsin, worked there for a couple years. Then moved out here to work at Rochester Mills, Royal Oak, and then Copper Canyon. Then I actually went out to Virginia to open up a brewery out there and then moved back. To you know, open up Little Guy. So
you've been all over the place. Explain to us, because a lot of people we've talked about the history of that 696 dead zone of Copper Canyon.
Oh yeah.
So what is the story of Copper Canyon? Like, what can you tell us? Obviously,
I mean, there's a lot of different things. One of the things was that it's easy to see, but it's hard to find until you find that. You know, nowadays with the GPSs on phones and everything, I think people would have an easier time to get there. But the problem is it's closed now. And then, you know, the problem also was there that somebody in Southfield was very good at getting grants written for construction. So one year it'll be the Mixing Bowl. One year it'll be Telegraph. Mm-hmm. You know, and then 5 years later, more Telegraph and just shutting down. And so the traffic when these shutdowns were happening was just awful. Nobody wanted to drive around there.
Nobody would want to take the one lane approach coming from the other end.
Yeah, and so
you'd have to get off at like Losser or whatever to get that.
And so you know it just became problematic, and you know the problem the locals just didn't come in that much. You've had Malty Dog there. You had also Etouffee.
Etouffee was over by
the
movie theater.
Yeah, in the movie theater. I think the brewing system is still in there because it was on the second floor, you know, in there that not easy to pull that thing out.
So obviously I'm trying to figure out exactly who had told me, but somebody had told me about Etouffee and the brewery equipment that's there and they can't get it out. Like they would have to actually remodel to remove items.
It would take some serious work to get it out.
Yeah.
And so – you know, I mean, it's sad because that equipment didn't get used very much. It was new JV Northwest stuff. So you're talking probably a good $500,000 system or so. That's in
and
there.
And hasn't been scrapped for parts yet? Just get a hacksaw.
You don't want to take hacksaws to stainless. But, yeah, it's
there's a recycling center right down the street on Telegraph.
There's got to be an easier way, you know, that – I mean, the thing would be also just for them to actually have to shut down for any period of time to do this because you'd have to literally take out the window, get some serious, you know, forklifts and stuff out.
But it's for sale by owner right now. There's nothing in there, isn't there?
We're talking Etouffee, not Copper Canyon.
But Copper Canyon, yeah, is still – yeah, that's a whole weird thing, too. We can go into that in a sec.
So, Copper Canyon, I recall seeing there was an auction at one point.
Yes, and it was bought by a gentleman, and he actually had a partner for a little bit, and they were trying to figure out whether they could flip it or whatnot. And then I think the partner bailed on him, and so now he's actually realizing that he has to figure out something. So I met with him a couple months ago, and he had some consultants in from Denver – to try and figure out what to do. And the problem is that the system was already falling apart when I even got there. And there was no – problem was that the owner of Copper Canyon just made some bad investment decisions, and his kids sort of were living a little too high on the hog too.
Well, I recall they tried to like even make it a cigar bar at one point. Cigar bar,
which was the worst thing they could do, because what it ended up happening is they didn't seal it off very well. So people would walk in, smell the cigar smoke, and just walk out. Or we would had people that would come in for dinner, a couple beers, and leave. So they would then – those people then became – two beers maybe and a nap, if that, and then leave because they didn't like the smoke. Because a lot of people do not like cigar smoke. And then, unfortunately, the landlord also – or the owners also had a lot of people to smoke cigarettes and stuff. And he had hoped that he would attract the Birmingham types there, and he didn't get that. He was hoping they would come in, buy the high-end scotches and everything else. And it was the guys that are coming up, you know, local guys that are bringing their cigarillos – and getting a water, or
well, that's the thing, is it's hard to run a cigar bar. Like I've been to plenty myself, and if you don't have some type of client, like you look at how Genuine started, which Genuine is out in Troy over at 16 in Rochester behind the Hooters. There are, but that's the thing is that back in 2004 they were online only, and they're like, well, we have the stuff. We might as well just open up a little storefront and get people in. And that's the thing is that they got people in and more people in and more people in. So then they started bringing in, Jonathan Drew, Rocky Patel, all these big names in the cigar world, to the point where then they're like, well, crap. So they built this giant humidor bar over at Shaner and 59 and started getting more people going there. But that's the thing, though, is that because they have their online business, because they have – all of these things that they could do, they're not losing their ass by having a cigar bar. And they didn't go with food. They didn't go with anything like that. They had a VIP area that you could be away from, all the ruckus. They have the standard place. And at that point, they just have a full-service bar. I recall going there for a Red Wings game, and they were trying to knock out all their Sapporos. So they're like $2 Sapporos. And I'm like, we are going to get hammered tonight. So, and that's the thing is that you need, when you go to a cigar bar, and you look, there's a brand new one on Rochester Road between 17 and 16. Excuse me, I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. But people go there, and I think it's becoming a little bit more people are going to cigar bars, but you're not going there to get sloshed, get hammered, to drink a lot. But not many people go to cigar bars weekly. It's a once every other week, once a month. So when you try to
impress the boss or things like that.
Well, that's the thing is that you do have those types of where you're trying to bring in clientele from, out of state that might, be a cigar person. Yeah. But when you don't have that consistent, that person that's coming once a week, twice a week, you're not going to get it. And changing it to a cigar bar, you're going to lose that entire, two, three time a week crowd. And when you don't have that, you lose a lot of people.
And you got wasted space. And if you're not turning those tables in a restaurant business, it's not going to do you any favors.
And they were full service too, right?
Yeah. So
it's kind of hard to eat a decent meal with
bunch
the aroma.
Of cigar smoke.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it kind of overtakes it. Yeah.
I mean, I love cigar smoke. I mean, I used to smoke myself. But, just sitting in a restaurant atmosphere and just have all of that just
especially
in.
If you have kids. I mean, you don't take kids to breweries, but at the same rate, if you want to go
who doesn't take kids to breweries?
Yeah. Well, and you also have, in regards to cigar smoke, like Genuine has really good smoke-eating fans.
Yeah.
To where you walk in and you have that, that smell, someone's been smoking cigars in here.
Yeah, though
but
somebody
not,
stuck a Glade in a wall or something.
Well, no, you don't have that because it's not air freshener. It's just air cleaner, air purifier.
Yeah.
So it's got, the faint smell of it.
But you smell butt, but it's not straight. It's not the aroma.
Not like fresh, fully farted butt.
No, not butt. Like you smell. You smell like the stomped out cigar butt.
Yeah. Right. And then maybe a little woodiness in the air, too, just from,
just from being a cigar bar. Yeah, but that's one of the things. I don't know how we got into cigars. It could be a different topic if we had like Ronnie Hayshow from Secreto over here. Secreto? Oh,
yeah. Or you know who else would be good for that?
Jack Zatuna over at Zatuna Liquor.
His humidor?
Yeah.
I mean, just the Big Rock Chop House people, too, because. you know, they still have a humidor going in there, even though they no longer have their brewery. It's just a couple blocks down.
Yeah. But you know what my favorite cigar is? It's a boy's.
It's a boy's. Thank you, Mitch. Mitch Hedberg for that one.
Yes.
I was going to say, that's what smoking cigars, though, and beer, like, I've smoked plenty of cigars in my life, but it's hard for me, and I know people who like the darker beer with the cigars, but I want a lager, something crisp, something flavor, as flavorful.
I've never done a cigar with a beer.
Oh, man.
No. Yeah.
I used to smoke a cigar every time I bowled, and so I would have plenty of beers with my cigar.
For me, it's always, if I'm having a cigar, it's bourbon. Neat. No ice.
Well, I think that's why a lot of people are more drawn towards the darker beers when they smoke their cigars, is that bourbon barrel-aged beer that they're going to be sipping on. They're not going to be slamming it like I am.
Maybe that's why I'm not a big cigar person. I just want to chug my beer as fast as possible.
I did make a beer after we had opened in the cigar lounge, a cedar bock. So it was a Maibock with some cedar wood added to it to give it that sort of woody character and stuff too. And so it was kind of an interesting thing. It had gotten a little lactic, and so it had a little lactic character, but it was not overpowering and not, you know, super tart or anything. It just had, you know, a slight little twinge there and the wood and everything else sort of interplayed with that. And you had the malty characteristics you would in Maibock.
So let's kind of shift gears and let's talk a little bit about Little Guy Brewing Company.
Yes.
How did that, you know, where did the idea come from? Tell us about what got you started.
I couldn't use shorts and I couldn't use Parkers. So I had to think of a different name, and, you know, some of the other ones.
Is shorts taken?
Some guy.
What about like short tails? You can.
Oh, short. I was going to say that too.
Yes, and so, you know, but
get a C&D on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you were a short guy brewing, you probably would have gotten a cease and desist from shorts.
Yeah. So Little Guy was, you know, an idea that I had a long time ago, and it was like one of these things. And then there was a distributor for a while in the Phoenix area, I think, who had the name, and then they got fused with another distributor, so it was available again. I'm like, I'm going to take that, because there's not much. There was a few other things that I had ideas for, and I was talking to a lawyer, and they said, no, don't even bother with this, because there was one that was close enough to an Anheuser-Busch name that no way I could have taken that. So.
Care to share?
No, because in case I think I can get to it again, you know. But
you're pretty demonstrative. You're not a little guy at all.
No. But, you know, it's the little guy fighting against the big guys, you know. The logo is the sort of, you know, this marketably shorter guy holding up a, you know, a pint glass and sort of victory salute and stuff. You know, you can sort of see if you haven't.
I mean, in the end, you always
put that up on the camera so that
you always root for the little guy.
So Big Machine can look at it.
Yeah, everyone roots for the little guy, and you can pass that to Ken if you want to, and get everyone. But yeah, it's you know, that idea of just being that little guy and rooting for the little guy among things. And yeah, I might be 6'4" and 200 and we'll leave the weight. that might fluctuate a little, you know.
Depending on how many beers you've had that day, it's fine.
That's why I don't bring mine up.
Yes, and so it just was the idea to, you know, make a brewery, you know, that, and it's just a good name. I like it. Well, I mean, we're running out of good names anyway, so.
Now, is there a beer style that you gravitate towards or that you think that Little Guy Brewing Company is going to feature more of?
I mean, I like the standard styles, but I also love plain, too, because I don't know if you remember Copper Canyon. I had the Apple Strudel Triple was one of the standards that everyone loved, so I'll definitely be making that. And
are you allowed to use those? Those are your recipes, so I mean, they're not going to come after you at this point, right? They've been closed for as long as they have.
Yeah, and so, you know, and I will be brewing them in different quantities anyway, so just it would be an adaptation of that recipe anyway. So, you know, and I did another beer called Summer Zest, which was a modified Belgian wit with orange peel, lemongrass, ginger, and honey, which was a great summer beer. You know, always enjoyed drinking that in the summer and everything, and, you know, and doing different things. You know, like I said, I did the cedar bock, and, you know, it's just a matter of playing with ingredients, using the best ingredients you can, and going from there. You know, so you'll have some just standard, you know, because IPAs, you got to have an IPA. I mean,
it's, do you? Because, I mean, there's.
Yeah.
You have to have an IPA.
Yeah, you do. I mean, even look at Vivant has an IPA. You know,
a couple.
Yeah. So, yeah, they've had to, you know, bite the bullet somewhat. And,
right.
You know, and you know, speciation doesn't But, you know, they've played with the idea with a little bit here and there because they've gotten dinged by the fact that they don't have an IPA. But
who dings people for not having an IPA? Is that just kind of pretentious craft beer lover goes in and says, give me your IPA. Wait, you don't have an IPA? Zero stars? Is that?
Well, I mean, probably. I mean,
I only give this a quarter star just, because zero stars is unavailable.
I mean, it's like I've always said, is that you know, most people will judge a Chinese restaurant based on their almond chicken.
They'll go to a brewery
based on their IPA.
I think you can judge a taco joint though on their nachos. Because I really do, because the best nachos I've ever had are with the best tacos I've ever had. So maybe that's just spoiled.
That might be just the fact that it's a good restaurant.
Right.
Could be.
Could be.
So too many places use that fake cheese or the cheese.
Cheese whiz.
The cream cheese.
The cheese that's not yours.
exactly.
Not the nacho cheese.
No. Not the nacho cheese. Yes.
So what brought you to Waterford?
Well, Waterford, I mean, for the longest time, I mean, I used to live, when I moved here originally, I lived in Pontiac anyways. And so I was tired of having to drive everywhere to go drink because you had effectively after Bose and King's closed, there was nothing really in the area other than, I mean, for a while there, from Lake Orion down to Birmingham, from Commerce out to Rochester, you had a 20-mile sort of diameter circle of no breweries. Since in the past year, we've gotten Hilltop, we've gotten Experimentation and Fillmore 13.
Yeah.
And then you've got even Rustic Leaf just opened up a few weeks ago. And you have Kickstand now has opened up in Commerce. So there's a few that have joined the slew, but it's still, you know, you've got a lot of affluent people. There's 45,000 people drive by, you know, where my location is every day. Or at least weekdays. I mean, so there's a lot of people that commute from, you know, the Oakland County somewhere out to like Howell and stuff. So there's a lot of things. I mean, look, Howell's going to have five brewing licenses pretty soon. So if you think about that, you know, there's demand for it to some extent. I mean, granted, you know, it's the shelf spaces get filling up, but tap room is always open for.
I think the thing is with that shelf space that is filling up is that. You know, a general worry that, you know, when you're opening up this brewery that there could be that point where, you know, 3-4 years down the road that all of a sudden, you know, the majority of these breweries start getting, I guess for lack of a better word, obsolete.
Well, I think people still go to their locals and you got to make it, you know, you got to be part of the community to some extent, help that out and foster that growth. And then also just, you know, you got to use your tap room. And that's where you make your gravy anyways, because, you know, if you're trying to make money selling a half barrel, you know, for $100 to your distributor versus selling, you know, 120 pints at $5 a piece, you can do the math that you make a lot more money, you know, in the tap room. So
it's $200 more, people.
Yeah. And
for a math enthusiast out there.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's definitely a lot better deal to get your – you know, people coming into your tap room. And so for me right now, my goal is, you know, further down the road, yeah, I will try and probably get beer on the shelves. But right now you're not going to get into a Kroger or a Meijer anyways unless you really got a product and they're going to be coming to you. And if you're at that point, you know, it's a big deal. But, you know, as far as it goes, I'd rather sell the you know, even the cans and stuff out of my own tap room. Force people to come into the tap room to get beer, you know, and then that way they come in, they have to come in, they get it, and they get it fresh too. And I'm keeping track of things, and I will have a demonstrable, you know, quality, you know, record for a while too that I can say, hey, we haven't had to do any recalls, because once you have to do a recall and beers are out on the shelves, that just kills you. And so there's a lot of things you got to deal with in that, but it's. It's all about managed care, you know. And right now, there's so many different new beer bars opening up, and every even regular, you know, place is looking to have, you know, maybe a rotational one tap here or there. So you might be doing a lot of sixthels out in the marketplace that might not be regular house beers, but that's how you develop a house following too, you know, and get people to come in, and, you know.
Well, we see that a lot with the two Dearborn Brewings, Dearborn Brewing and Downey. Like they're in the Ford. that Ford,
Ford Garage.
Yeah, Ford Garage. They're in Hopcat. Right. They're in all these other places. Places where you expect to see like these littler, more little breweries. Because when you've got a 24 or even a 30 tap house, you're still going to expect to see a lot of the same
stuff like that. Just because 30 taps is a lot of taps.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you used to see
I really don't think it's a lot in this day and age.
No, you'd see the yard houses with 80 of nothing good. You know, the yard house chain, I don't know if we... I don't know if there's any in this thing.
No, we got a World of Beer. Yeah. That's probably the closest to Yard House.
You know, there's a place up in Lake Orion that just opened with 100 taps. Well, it opened about a year ago, but it's stupid big.
Hopcat Junior.
Oh, is that the it was?
It was like called Stockyard, but they changed their name and they rebranded.
Oh, yeah.
But we do know a place that has 65 taps.
No, it was 69 taps.
69 taps. Ooh.
Yeah, 69 taps over at Brown Iron Brew House, Washington Township.
Go there on Mondays. That way, Angelo won't bother you when you eat food.
Wow.
Ooh. That's right. You were up there on Monday.
26, just north of 26 on Van Dyke. Great food. I recommend the grilled chicken wrap. It's amazing. Make sure you tip your wait staff, ladies and gentlemen.
Try the veal.
Oh. And actually, they're doing their last weekend of Oktoberfest is this weekend. Hurry up. Go see some people, do some German dancing, drink some. They did their Stein hoisting yesterday.
Is that where you gotta like?
You hoist the Stein, correct?
Hoist the Stein. No habla Deutsch.
Well, hoist is English for to hold, and Stein is German for Stein. I guess the winner was just over 15 minutes on the guy side, and just like the sports, who cares what happened to the girls. Kidding, of course. Yeah. I think it was like 4.5 with the girls.
So do you guys have a goal for an open date?
No, it keeps getting pushed back, of course. Right now I've got fun dealings with the Small Business Association wanting an MLCC license, but then the MLCC wants the building to be complete before they give you approval. So I'm kind of stuck in a catch-22 and trying to get my lawyer to talk to the SBA people about that, and I think they're figuring that out right now. So it's just – one headache after another that's, you deal with. And, it's fun part about, having a property and things too is, my landlord had, I guess the previous landlord had allowed a guy to store boats in the fire lane at the building. But because I've been dealing with, the building people that all of a sudden the fire department's saying, hey, this has got to go. You know, this is in the fire lane.
Right.
so we had to go meet with the city the other day, even though it was not really anything that impacted me exactly, but there's no way I could have ever opened if that was still in effect. So we, landlord terminated that guy's lease and stuff. And
wow.
But
So how big is the space?
The space is 17,000 square feet.
Holy shit.
Damn.
So that's
not small.
There was a little video that I saw on YouTube, and it looked like it used to be maybe like a grocery store.
It was a grocery store. It was actually a hardware store originally, Church's Lumber, and since has actually become it was a Kroger for a little while, and then it was a Save-A-Lot. And then after that, it's had some incarnations as Halloween stores and stuff.
Failed grocery brewing company didn't.
Church's
Farmer Jack Brewing Company.
Yes.
I mean, we hear a lot about these breweries that have been opening. We had the likes of Baffin and Jamex, and they're starting off with these spaces that probably aren't 4,000 square feet.
Yeah. I drove by Jamex today for the first time. Oh my God, that place is small.
Yeah. Is it really?
Really small. I mean, like 50 people.
And that's coming from Nick.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
33 minutes, mark it.
Ouch.
Bingo.
7:33. First joke.
Yes.
So I guess what is the plan for
the space? Well, that's the thing. It's I wasn't originally looking for that large of a space, but the problem is trying to find a place with 20-foot ceilings because you need a lot of space for tanks height that can handle some weight, that also have a loading dock, and I could get a 10-year lease with. And so I was – it was crazy. I was trying to call people, and some places wouldn't even answer – call me back to say, show me.
Yeah, their... realtors are assholes. I've learned this.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to one right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wait, you realtor call... or asshole?
Yeah, and so it was the worst. And so finally we found a place that we liked, and then realized that the subflooring became an issue because just to support things is going to cost me a lot of money.
Those tanks aren't going to be light, are they?
No. It's there's a lot of stainless going in.
Are you purchasing it from another brewery or?
No, I've had the equipment's from Kraftwerk up in Lake Orion, and actually I'm getting a pilot system from some guys out in Portland, Stout Manufacturing. But so I have a 20 barrel system coming, and the tap room's going to be about 5,000 square feet or so. So it's going to be a large enough tap room because that's, like I said, I'd rather have more, you know, more people coming in and, right. you know, and having a little gaming area too where, you know.
Like cornhole. Arcade games?
No, or? Cornhole. Okay. And actually, I'm going to try and set up to do a, you know, soccer pool. So I don't know if you've seen that where you've got effectively a ground level pool table that's about 20 feet by 10 feet where you kick soccer balls.
Yeah. You know.
Can I recommend Kube?
Kube.
So we actually played this when we were up at the UP Beer Festival.
Yep.
It's literally you throw batons at – it's almost – yeah. It's a great game.
Yeah.
You play it. It's about 20 by 30. You throw batons at little wood pieces, and, yeah, it gets people play. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes to play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure –
Well, the guy said that we were really
– bad?
He said we were good.
Oh.
Like, that's why the game lasted so long. Like, when there's multiple people who are really good at the game.
You haven't been drinking enough is really the case.
Well, no, we were shit canned. But,
We were in the tank for sure.
But my thought is, I mean, as you build a staff, you have people playing this game. It's going to take them an hour to play it. So
you can even play it on the soccer pool field, too, because it'll be big enough to where you can.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things we can sort of adapt with, too. Yeah, and the space will, you know, have a cornhole area, have some dart area, too.
Like 90s arcade games?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean,
you got to do the table, like the bar tabletop games though, like Galaga, Pat.
No,
where you set your bar on.
No, I want Tekken. I want Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the four player.
Turtles in Time.
I want NBA Jam. I want NFL Blitz.
He's on fire.
I want old school Tiger Woods. Yeah. Golden Tee.
You want a straight bar.
Come on, Centipede with the rollerball and everything.
Yeah. No Pac-Man.
There's a bar that opened up right above Checkers downtown.
Yep.
There's Ready Player One in Greektown that's trying to get open.
Yeah. Which
and there's a third one.
Well, there's like a pinball sort of place over there in Ann Arbor area that has a whole
bunch Pinball Pete's.
Yeah, Pinball.
I don't know if they serve alcohol there, though.
No.
Didn't that place go through like a crazy flood a couple years ago?
Possibly. I wouldn't know for sure. Obviously, the main arcade's in the basement, so that wouldn't surprise me.
Okay. That would suck.
But yeah, that's...
Because I remember the place did go... I remember because that was like one of the last few places to actually have a working DDR machine.
I was going
to
say, yeah, they had a lot of Japanese, Konami.
Like there, Marvelous Marvin's has one there over in Farmington Hills.
Mm-hmm. What was that? DDRfreak.com or whatever?
DDRfreak.com.
Does anybody remember the game Road Rash?
Yes.
They're relaunching it.
Oh, geez.
They got a Kickstarter. It's Road Redemption. But it's only going to be available on the computer.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's on Steam right now.
But it's Windows Linux on Sega, right?
No, I'm my computer.
PlayStation.
I got an emulator. I don't need a PlayStation.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're. It's called Road Redemption.
Yeah, I had saw that. It's on my Steam list, but I've seen really bad reviews for it, so I haven't pulled the trigger yet for it.
I may have to watch a YouTube video on that one.
I don't think I just saw it said, did you love Road Rash? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And I watched it. And then instead of like punching and kicking, this dude's like taking full on shovels and pipes and knocking people over. I hated Gunther.
So what's going to be your very first beer that you're going to be brewing for a little guy? Like, what's going to be your flagship to get out there?
Right now, the first four regular flagships, I'll have a honey Kolsch, where your standard Kolsch with just a kiss of orange blossom honey, just to sort of sweeten it up a little bit, make it very easy, accessible, sort of as they say, sort of that beer that sort of gets the Bud Light guys.
The gateway beer.
The gateway beer. And so something easy drinking, though, very light. And that's not going to sit in the tank a long time, too, because, you know, it's real estate. And then I will have a Belgian Pale Ale. I will do an IPA. And then I'll have a red.
How many taps are you guys planning on?
At least 16.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do with the other 12?
Well, I mean, they're going to have rotational stuff. Well, see, I explained earlier, we'll have a pilot system, too, so we'll be able to do three-barrel patches of smaller stuff so that we can have some experimental stuff, get, you know, fresh hops in, do some smash batches and things like that, where you get a chance to try, oh, this is Kahatu hops. And, you know, and we'll do things like, you know, because we've got a gym next door, I'm going to try and do a grisette, which would be effectively a, you know, for those who don't
protein
know.
Protein beer?
No, 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 no. A grisette's a sort of a sessionable saison. So it's a lower alcohol. It's about 3.5% or so. And it also is a little, you know, being a saison-ish, you have very little residual sugars and stuff too. So it's going to be a lower calorie beer too. I think I calculated it at about 130.
Yeah.
So calories. So it's still something easy drinking because – and, you know, things like that, you know, you can't have – you know, they got to be fresh. You can't have sitting right. around. Session beers that sit around are just useless.
Right.
And that's the problem. You'd never want to put – right now there's – all day has the marketplace. You can't put something like that on the shelves because you're not going to make money. It's just going to sit there and die because, you know. And so things like that, we'll have some different saisons, do some different big beers, do some, you know, and just have fun. You know, make some different things that, you know, people – you always got to have a stout or a porter because people will go crazy if they don't have a stout or a porter. Right. If you don't have both even, you know. But, you know.
Is there so, – we're going to take a quick break though.
I know.
We'll be right back. He's not going anywhere.
I've got questions.
I know.
We've got answers.
We've got a break. We'll be right back with the Better Odd Draft podcast.
So really quickly before we get to the news, we had some football stuff over the weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, I crushed everyone in fantasy.
So week 3 of the Better Odd Draft FanDuel Challenge. Still the turnout a little light. I don't understand why people don't want free beer, especially good beer.
I was going to say, this week we're going to be giving away a bottle of 2015 Backwoods Bastard, barrel-aged Scotty Karate.
And 2016 Backwoods Bastard.
No, not 2016. I did not have that bottle, so I had to change that up a little bit.
I actually do. I think I do have a 16. So
but no, we are going to be giving away the Scotty Karate barrel-aged, the rum barrel-aged 4 Elf, and Backwoods Bastard 2015.
This past week, our own Rob was the big winner with 131. Wait, no.
Excuse me? I had like 144 points.
You actually did win. Sorry, Rob.
No, that's okay. I was pretty sure I did.
No. Matt won with 131 points, and then it was Rob that came in second.
I think I was in last again.
You didn't even break 76.
Yeah, I ain't too good at these daily fantasies.
How did Rob get second when his Steelers didn't even play?
Because I don't even know if he even picked the Steelers.
That's so damn true.
They didn't show up for the anthem or the rest of the game.
Oh, God.
Well.
Ouch.
So he had Kirk Cousins. He had Delvin Cook. He had Jordy Nelson.
You talking about me or him?
No, you.
Yeah, I have those players
right,
as
so
well.
Wait a minute. Man, I'm screwing up today. Then, wait.
He had Jordy Nelson.
Wait.
He did well last night.
You didn't have any Steelers people, man. What's going on?
Because I go off the statistical analysis.
They played the Bears.
Just because I have undying love for the Steelers does not mean I'm going to pick Steelers players. I mean, were you not there at our fantasy draft?
Oh, I know.
Did you hear me draft a Steelers player?
No.
Exactly. The fact that I even have Steelers defense, that wasn't even supposed to happen.
Do they have a defense?
Apparently not, because they can't stop the run.
Chicago.
I can't name a single Steeler defender.
You may continue.
Oh, Ryan, she's here. Sorry.
Thanks.
Anyways, we're going to be posting that up on our page shortly.
Yep, probably tonight.
Tonight
or tomorrow morning, we'll be posting the link. It's free to join. Yeah. The winner, we're only one winner, so obviously you have multiple people. But you have to beat the staff. That's the only rule. So if you beat the staff in this FanDuel League... and you are the first place.
We send you beer.
We give you beer.
I think it's all 3 bottles too.
Yeah,
it's
going to keep going. So if somebody wins this week, next week it's 4 bottles.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to find something to throw into.
If we go undefeated till episode 15 or episode like 117, I think we send them a 15 pack of Miller Lite.
Just change it. Do a coin flip at the end. You either get this giant stack of barrel
door number one or door number two.
Old, good beers, or
you get a 15-pack of Miller Lite cans.
You can have what's under, behind curtain number two.
Yeah, there you go. We could tease and be like, you could have what's behind curtain number
two. Give
what's
under the box.
What's
in the box?
Yeah, start taking photos of, like, big beers that we don't own. Like, here's a barrel of Rare and Utopia.
If it gets that far, if we get, like, in a week 15, you know, I got an extra bottle of Chocolate Rain. I'll throw that sucker in.
Chocolate Rain.
If it gets that far.
Yes.
So, Matt, you had other questions for our guest.
I totally lost my train of thought because you guys hijacked us.
Well, I mean, it was 7:40, and we've for, you know, 2 years now taken our break at 7:40.
Yeah, you guys are so inconsiderate. But
probably something on the size of the building or
actually, no, it was I was going to ask you, we talked about your apple strudel triple.
Yep.
Are there any, you know, recipes that you've just been jotting down that you're kind of excited to put on the pilot system just to see if
I've been doing a little play on my home system, just, you know, having some fun.
That's the dirt that I want to know. Like, what's the special weird stuff that you're going to really get funky in?
Just even with the Belgian pale, doing some stuff with different flowers. Having some different flowers in there, I think some lavender and some violet, just for different flavors. You know, like I said, the grisette is another thing. And just playing with some of the different local hops even nowadays, you know, where the some of the Michigan varieties are wildly different than the Pacific Northwest varieties. Chinook is a wonderful hop in Michigan, whereas in, you know, Pacific Northwest, it's really a very piney hop. So you've got a lot of differences. So I'm just trying to play with some of that. And you got all these new hop varieties, too, that are coming out that are just, you know, Idaho 7 and some of these just experimental hops that, you know, some might be good and some might be, well, need to be forgotten about.
Sounds like the name of a really terrible gang.
Idaho 7?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't go down a
white supremacist gang.
Don't go down. Jesus. Yeah. Don't go down that road. It's the Idaho Sevens territory.
Yes. The Rolling Sevens, baby. Yeah. So, but, you know, and there's just different things with even Belgians. And I was, you know, thinking of even, you know, a
French fry Belgian.
Frites. Yeah. No, just doing a.
Rob, something. That raised your eyebrow. Would you drink French fry beer?
I mean, if it's good.
Well, I think French fries, good. Beer, good. French fry beer? Logically.
Yeah. I mean, there was just something I even thought of today where a friend of mine was mentioning that she was sick. And thinking, I was like, wow, for wintertime, it would be good to make a Belgian Strong with some ginger and some lemon peel and maybe some
like anise?
No. I did a Belgian double once with some star anise and some cinnamon, which was really good. But the problem is there are two types of people in this world. Those that hate black licorice
and those communists? That
tolerate, yeah, and so
communists.
Well, yeah, they go hand in hand, right? But so it just, you know, something that did not move very fast because, you know, if you got that black licorice flavor, people don't want to touch it. So, I mean, I'll play with it small amounts, but not, you know, huge.
Can
things,
we make a Jägermeister beer?
Oh,
actually, to be fair, Jägermeister is delicious. Black licorice is terrible.
Yeah.
I know that I walked a very fine line of people who like one and not the other.
No.
Yeah.
That's the German in me.
Yes. No. I've drank plenty of Jaeger, and I'll just leave that to Vic's Formula 44D if you need to drink some of that.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's some things you just don't need to do. Or you got to ask yourself, will this actually sell? And then go, oh, no, it won't, you know.
So I know you guys, you talked a little bit earlier about being pushed back. Do you have a thought of, like, is this going to be a Christmas open? Are you
probably even more spring? January-ish. Yeah, I'm hoping January right now.
So how do you perceive Waterford? I know you said there's a lot of people go back and forth. Like, are you trying to tailor beers to the working class Waterford crowd? Are you trying to just brew beers that you like and hopefully they catch on? What's the strategy going into you know, opening up this bad boy?
Well, I mean, there's you want to keep the locals happy, of course, but I think I'm going to make beers that I like. I like to drink, and
because worst case, you just drink the beer. And,
well, yeah, and so, you know, and I think I've got a good enough footprint or finger, you know, on what people like to some extent, even though sometimes they might not know whether they'd like them. And so you do it, you never know with some of these things like a saison with different flowers or whatever. You know, it's just a matter of experimenting some. But you know, you can't try and chase one group or another. You have to try and make things for at least have your niches covered. So that, like I said, you know, with the Honey Kolsch, you got that gateway beer. Somebody wants that light lager. And there's 99 off-premise licenses in Waterford right now. So there's three per every square mile. So you're talking about a town where there's a lot of people that drink. And so definitely we're going to have a crowler, get mobile canning coming in until we get a real canner because people will take the stuff out on their boats all the time. So we've got to cater to the boat keep people because it's –
What about beer in a bag? Like, you know, they put wine in a bag. I mean, wouldn't that be smarter than either a mobile canner or a glass growler?
The problem is that those are – wine is not carbonated really. So the holding of the carbonation is the big problem. And so there's been some people who have tried to use these foil seal packs sort of things that are like for camping and stuff that you can use, but they just don't hold pressure very well. And so as it and you know, as you expand, it's going to tear up the seams. I used to use something just to take home. You'd get yeast in these effectively these gallon jugs. I would call them juggies that I would use them as growlers because I could collapse them, take the air out as I drank out of them. They wouldn't break. But the problem would be they held pressure to some extent, but they did stretch out a little bit. So you know, and it was a gallon, so it was like double growler size. So you had to drink it, you know.
Oh, damn.
Jeez. Yeah, but I'd call them juggies and carry them around, you know, go golf or something. And
must have really hurt your back.
Yeah, exactly. And it was something I would take so I wouldn't break, I wouldn't take the glass from the brewery. You know, because everyone's got like 10,000 growlers. I mean, I've got so many lying around the house.
I've got about 40 to 50 in my apartment right now.
Yeah, so many in the basement.
You know, they just accumulate. And, you know, that's why I love this now, the crowler thing. It's like you walk out with, you know, a crowler or two and, you know, you're good. And just recycle it and you're fine. Yeah. You know? I think, you know, the amount of people, I mean, there's so many different even liquor stores around me that do have quality beer that I don't think I need to make something dumbed down for anyone there. You know, and there's always going to be the type that doesn't want to drink anything stronger than a Bud Light, you know. So it's just a matter of, why try and chase that market? I mean, I'll make pilsners here and there. I'll make, you know, they'll have that Honey Kolsch if they want it. But I won't have anything like a light lager like that because it's just, why bother? Yeah.
Well, segment two.
Well, we do have segment two. And obviously, as always with segment two.
Here is Robert with the beer news.
Don't interrupt my intro.
You just interrupted your own intro.
Damn right, because it's my intro.
My intro, damn it.
That front part, that's pretty much all I needed. That's all I needed.
With Robert.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
All $5 that cost to do that, that is awesome.
Five is such an awesome thing.
Yeah, it's the same guy who does our regular intro.
All right, so.
I've paid him so many times just for our first intro, because we've had me, Dan, Nick, me, Dan, Nick, Rob, me, Dan, Nick, Rob, Matt, me, Dan, Nick, Rob, Matt, Angela. $5 for each one.
All right. So the news being brought to you by North Center Brewing.
Northville, Michigan.
Northville, Michigan. Check them out on, North Center
Road.
Drive.
North Center Road.
North Center Road.
South of Baseline.
South of Baseline. / 8 Mile for Eminem fans. You know, check them out on Wednesdays for some trivia with Antonio.
And with their new full kitchen.
Their new full kitchen.
Yep.
Get some coconut brown if it's on.
It is.
Oh,
at least it was a couple days ago.
I had a chestnut brown yesterday at Baffin, not Boffin.
I don't know. What's Baffin?
Yeah, it's this brewery. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure you would have wet yourself if you had it.
I might have to swing by there.
Yeah, it was
goodness.
It was redonks.
What's in the news?
All right. Just covering a couple events. Obviously, we've got the Michigan Brewers Guild Fall Beer Fest is coming up Friday and Saturday, October 27th to 28th. Obviously, we are hopefully doing our scavenger hunt again.
We will be.
And hopefully having more than one person do it because...
Don't matter to me. We're still giving away beer, whether it's one or 100.
Mean, that one person got a lot. Mrs. Jen King, she got quite a bit. She got a nice haul.
Are we planning on being there?
We're planning on being in there on Friday, aren't we?
Yes, you guys are going to be there Friday.
Ah, okay.
Oh, then wait, where are you going to be?
I will not be in town.
You got a better offer.
Apparently.
All right.
I will be in the armpit of America, Indiana.
Ah.
Oh, Christ. No.
Decline.
Yeah, there, well, there you'll be Indiana fans.
Yeah.
I mean, all three of them, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Right.
So you're going to go to Three Floyds, then?
I will not. I'll be in Fort Wayne, actually.
Oh, God.
So I won't even be at Three Floyds. But, yeah, the one beer festival that's literally a three-minute walk from my apartment complex, I will not be there.
You may have to leave us the keys just in case.
Yeah, we're going to use that as a crash pad.
None of us are DDs at that point.
That's fine. Just feed my cat.
That's right. Fine. We should do a live broadcast from your apartment.
Yes.
And then go stumble to the fest, come back and do another hour.
Locking my computer.
I know this guy that runs the security desk.
I don't know about that. obviously, there was something that hit today, which Matt brought to my attention. Oktoberfest event that was going on with Dragonmead, Kunin, and Falling Down, which has now been canceled because apparently the Liquor Control Commission denied the license, reportedly because they could not find the payment, according to one article.
So I saw this actually, I think this came in late last night when that was the first time. It was late last night. Some of the earlier comments I seen on the social media, I said, yes, the social media.
The social media.
The Facebook and the Twitter machine.
Right? Some of the initial things that were said was, direct all questions to the city of Warren.
Yeah.
Like up front, go to the city of Warren, not through the LCC.
As if that mayor hasn't said enough things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fouts, we're talking to you.
That's right.
But
well, we're not playing on a phonograph, so he wouldn't hear us.
Yeah.
That's a record player for those of you who don't know a phonograph.
Anyway, so some of the earlier things were directing towards the actual city as opposed to the LCC, which is interesting.
They are some of the more incompetent fucks in the world.
Yes, I know.
Government employees is in a whole
I know.
All right.
So this one kind of hit a lot of people, and it kind of upset a lot of people too.
I would imagine so. Yeah. I mean, something that you're talking.
They've been in advertising it and everything else. They've been building it up. So
I was going to say all the money spent in advertising and all the money probably spent making beer just for the festival.
Yeah.
And just
I know Kuna's still going to have theirs. They said they're still going to do theirs. I'm sure Dragon Meat's still going to do something probably on 696 now.
Yeah.
But you know, I went to the fall or the big beer fest in March at Hallmitch, and it was really small. So I don't know if, you know, I mean, and all the same people were advertising about having beer there. I think there were probably like twice as many breweries at the big beer fest, and it seemed underwhelming. So
I mean, it's still one of those things you got to build up by having it and keep even.
Well, my thought is I don't know if Hallmitch Park is the place to have a beer fest. Not that it's a bad place. It's, you know, I remember as a kid, that's where we had our little YMCA field days with all the
good tennis courts.
Yeah, I mean, got great softball fields as well. But it seems like that's just not the place. But I mean, Warren, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's the third biggest city in the state, and it's the largest growing city in the state as well. So there needs to be some sort of place to go in Warren.
Right. And they got to figure that out. So today apparently is National Coffee Day. I don't keep up with these national.
It's funny, the day after the National Beer Drinking Day.
Right, exactly.
You need the National Coffee Day to wake yourself up.
All the beer you drink.
Guess what? I did both on both days, so I've got my bases covered.
But obviously, with it being National Coffee Day, I'm sure people were able to find coffee relatively cheap, unless your ass was going to Starbucks. Of course, Dunkin' Donuts put out their little presser that it was a buy one, get one free. But they also did another release with the collaboration with North Carolina's Catawba Brewing Company out in North Carolina that Dunkin' Donuts did a collaboration and made a beer. It is called, and this is so weird, it's Dunkin' Pumpkin Brown Ale. Like I said, I kind of feel like it's everything Ken loves and everything Dan hates at the same time.
So you said pumpkin brown. So Dogfish Head came out with a pumpkin brown too. And I had it 2 nights ago, 3 nights ago when I was at Zatuna Liquor.
Yeah.
Jack, well, I bought a bottle off of Jack, and I had it later that night. And, yeah, it was quite an interesting taste because a lot of those flavors go into the brown ales, like your cinnamon, your spices, those kinds of things.
They make usually a good winter beer and stuff, too.
So pumpkin added to the brown malt bomb was just really weird. Yeah. You are not good with the microphone.
I don't know. My kinetic sense right now is just way off.
Hand-eye coordination. Come on now.
So yeah, I'll definitely. I mean, obviously, it won't get up here. But
oh yeah, no.
The Dogfish Head one, is it a big one? Is it? I've not.
I mean, it's in six packs. Pumpkin,
well, no, I mean, as big as in ABV.
No. Not a big one. I liked it.
Is, you know, their standard, which is, you know, their regular, you know, and they sell. Well, probably nowadays they're having to probably rebrand things, and because everyone just. Died on
that pumpkin ale got big 1 year and then just shit the bed the next because everyone geared up for a big pumpkin ale year and then like nobody cared.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It kind of
you could probably find some 2016 like pumpkin just chilling out on shelves right now.
Right. Yeah. Pretty much unless you're out there at Catawba's tasting rooms, the chance of getting of this is pretty remote. It looks like it's only going to be a one-time offering. They only made about 60 kegs, and if you're not out there, it's probably not a good chance you're going to get it. So it's kind of funny that you brought up the whole thing about a French fry beer,
donut beer,
Petoskey had that donut beer.
Let's just say just national chains. Anything from a national chain that you would like to have the taste of in a beer?
Yes. I would love to have a Qdoba burrito beer.
Chili's queso beer?
No, queso beer.
Just don't look at me with that tone of voice. You wanted a burrito beer.
I want pulled pork, cilantro, onions, and jalapenos in my beer.
Wow, what?
You said it.
I know, but
I could literally live off burritos.
I'm a huge burrito fan, but in a beer? No. Ale?
Yeah. Talk about the queue line. Well, hold on. Real quick, side note. Dunkin' Donuts is thinking changing their name to just Dunkin'.
All right,
no
Hammer.
Way. No.
It's like, no, no, no.
That ain't true.
No.
Are you serious?
Out of all the things to get Nick angry.
No.
Changing the name of Dunkin' Donuts.
They're all about branding, you know. It's like, you know. Oh, who is it that was the advertising of the day I was saying? It's like, oh, yeah. We're not just that. We're, you know. We're furniture too, or something.
Burlington Coat Factory to do more than just coats.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. I knew it was something. Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, are they still going to have like cuppy coffee racing? And
I mean, some sections
dashing donut and
sections got to win.
Bagel
that's got to happen.
And what you call it at the Jimmy John's Field? They don't do the donut, the bagel, and all that. They do the iced coffee, the regular coffee, and then the mocha or something.
The nitro coffee?
The nitro coffee.
But didn't Comerica Park go to the Chevy races?
They do the Chevy races, and I think they still do the Dunkin' Donuts race, too.
They need more of an actual people running around the field there, though.
Like Atlanta?
Well, not – or the presidents in Washington.
Yeah.
Or the sausage race.
Actual people, yeah, instead of a board, true. So I saw this post pop up on one of the boards today. I was kind of curious what your opinion on this. So somebody was selling some mead on the board. Hashtag mead is not beer. no one's really, as far as what I saw, nobody's really taken a flamethrower to this post, but it's something I was kind of curious about. So this guy was selling bottles of, it's called Peanut Butter Jelly Crime.
From Moonlight.
It's very, very interesting bottle because it is a picture of a peanut butter jelly sandwich with X's over the eyes to indicate it's dead, and it's got a knife stuck in the middle of it with jelly coming out. It's pretty interesting.
Obviously, TTB never approved that.
Right. but it's made from...
Oh, I see it right now. Yeah, it's awesome.
Made from Superstition Meadery.
Yeah.
And Dan, if you're listening, this place is out in Prescott. It's about an hour north. If you decide to head up there next time you're out here, go ahead and grab a couple bottles. But
check it. You can't carry that one on because it's more than 3 ounces.
Oh, shit. Put it in the check bag. Doesn't matter. But obviously it's not distributed here, but this guy was selling it up there on the board, and it's just kind of in search of Monopoly money. and thank you beers.
Which, is Monopoly Money code for just pay me retail?
Yes,
when I
it is code because obviously you can't really just say it. But asking for thank you beers to sell a beer. I mean,
even to trade a beer.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's going to happen anyway because it's something that's not distributed here. If somebody's really wanting to get it, sure, they'll pay the money for it, and then they'll probably just give you, a BCBS or whatever the hell they want to give you. But to just ask for it, to ask for a thank you beer, that seems
– well, dude,
it feels like it's stepping a little out of line.
I remember when I traded my first time and I was given extra beer. I was like, wait, what is this? And they're like, thank you beers. I was like, oh, interesting concept. I had never thought of this. So maybe this guy had just traded a few times. I don't know if this was a new person or not. And had been, I guess, when you get what you ask for, it's never considered stiffed. But the proper etiquette is to offer a thank you beer.
Sure, but to maybe ask for it. I mean,
maybe it's like schooling. I don't know.
I mean, that's like the bellhop sitting at your freaking door after they take up the luggage and they're sitting there just rubbing their fingers together. Like
Rob Schneider in Home Alone 2.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry, do you have an itch on your thumb or some shit? I mean, what the fuck is your problem? Put your hand down. I mean, if I'm going to give you a tip, I'm going to give you a tip. Don't sit there and just blatantly ask for it because otherwise I'm going to kick you the fuck out.
Have you guys been traveling recently. Housekeepers are now asking for tips.
In hotels? She usually left a tip.
Yeah, you always leave a tip at a hotel. Always.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're there for more than like a one-night stand or anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the...
If you do a one-night stand, you probably should tip.
Freud was right.
Yeah. Especially if she has to clean up off the ceiling. Well,
so did you tip the housekeepers at...
left a fiver in the room.
I've never thought considered.
Oh yeah,
the only time I've ever considered doing that, it was when I was an absolute drunken fool when I would go to Canada when I was like 19, and I would just leave all my Canadian money there because I couldn't bring it across the border because I didn't know how to trade back Canadian dollars for America.
That leaving the empties there for recycling.
All these
here you go.
So I'll usually like. Whenever I'm on a trip or something like that, I'll usually try to like keep all my change and like put all my change. And depending on what it is, I'll be like, all right, you know, if it's at least not, you know, a fiver or a tenner, I'll, leave cash. But usually I'll just throw my change into a glass. And if I'm there for three, four days.
Yes. Wow. Really? Wow.
Maybe I'm just an awful human being.
I guess. What up, Mr. Pink?
But I thought.
Wow.
Well, similar concept. They don't make less than minimum wage. They're not dependent on tips. So I never thought to. But okay, yeah.
I mean, it's not not 15% of your stay, but you know,
yeah, for sure.
Right.
Sure.
No, yeah.
No, you're tipping because it's such a very dirty job.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you know, it's
like just imagine the people before or after you.
Put it this way: it's insurance. If these people are well taken care of, they actually change the sheets and stuff, and you don't have to worry about taking a black light to them to figure out whether or not you've got to not sleep.
I think it was Ocean's 13 with the dude.
I was just thinking Ocean's 13.
Not seen that one.
Five Diamonds.
We got enough for one more.
All right, real quick. Obviously, one of the guests that we had back on episode 94, Robert Allen from the Detroit Free Press, published an article today about pumpkin beers, as we know we love pumpkin beers. But it was kind of funny because this article was like, had 13 pumpkin beers and I actually didn't hate all of them. So
you went in with an open mind.
Right. So there were a few he had 13. His top three, basically, from 3-1, Screaming Pumpkin by Griffin Claw,
yeah.
Cold Press Coffee Pump King by Southern Tier, which I was looking for a single for at Holiday, didn't have it. And La Parcella
from
Jolly Pumpkin, which, that was basically his number one.
Yeah.
Other ones that he had on here, Wilhelm Scream, Jaw Jacker, Imperial Pumpkin Ale from Weyerbacher, Bourbon Imperial Screaming Pumpkin, Hooligan Hoppy Pumpkin Ale, Pump King, Unicorn Killer, Ichabod Ale, Sam Adams Fat Jack Double Pumpkin, and the worst one being Pumpkin Wheat by Shock Top. So, of course, I know we definitely don't gravitate toward the style. But if there was one pumpkin beer you wanted to recommend, if somebody asked, and you can't say none,
That's a good thing Dan isn't here.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Kunin's All Hallows Ale is not even out yet because they use real pumpkins in theirs. And so that's one that usually is pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely one of the like. And actually, somebody had mentioned the Schlafly one, which we don't even get here, but that was a good one. It's an 8%er, but if you're going to drink something crappy, you might as well drink something with more
alcohol.
I know
my fiance's been on this, the Atomic Pumpkin from New Belgium. It's pumpkin and jalapeno. But what I would do if I were faced with a pumpkin beer choice is cut my tongue out.
Damn.
Shit.
That's.
Well, just drink Purcella because it really has no pumpkin character.
Yeah, that's what I would take then. Yeah.
10 anything?
probably like pumpkin or rumpkin.
Yeah.
Rumpkin. From Avery.
Rumpkin? Yeah. Oof. Yeah, that one. That one
don't drive afterward, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, damn right. No, you're done.
I would have to go with the Screaming Pumpkin. He hit the nail on the head with the list. Screaming Pumpkin. There's... Even the Bourbon Barrel.
Yeah.
The Bourbon Imperial.
That's the thing, because Pumpkin, they even have, and he didn't have it on the list, but there is a rum barrel aged Pumpkin, which I saw it in the store today. I thought about trying it, but I was.
I've heard
busy
that people
getting...
liking that, but I just, you know, I used to like Pumpkin, and now it's just so over the top. Yes, the vanilla and is just cloying, and I mean, it just, I can't drink it anymore. you know, and actually as a teaser, because I joked with Travis of Old Nation about doing a New England style pumpkin ale.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
Can we talk about that too?
That is
ago?
The jump the shark.
Which I thought was, I had sort of posted that on Travis's Facebook page just to sort of.
Dark orange dye and garlic.
and so I ended up mixing just pretty much your standard M23, whatever, M43, and pumpkin, and it was awful. And then I did also with Dirty Dank Juice because I teased Josh from, you know, those guys, Oddsides, too. So.
Flash Gordon over there?
Yes.
So, hey, I'm gonna leave us with a teaser for segment three. Can you put that camera on Nick for a second?
Nick for a second? Yeah. All right, hold on.
God's name would you want to do that?
Why? As you know, there's like this huge delay.
You just tell me. We're
good. It's you and Nick.
I want you to look at the bottom of my Facebook Messenger and see the name on there.
Why is she messaging you?
We'll find out in segment three.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Not again.
We will be right back with the Better on Draft podcast.
Yeah.
And we are back live, episode 102. Our guest from Little Guy Brewing is still in studio, opening it up hopefully next year, January, over in Waterford, Michigan.
Yes.
Yes. Hopefully.
Yes.
Is your gaming area, is that going to be outside or inside?
It'll be inside. We will have a patio area too, but it'll be, it's not going to be closed off per se, but it'll have a... Well, we'll keep from things flying around and stuff.
Will there be jarts?
No. But not a bad idea. There will be darts, but yeah.
Bocce ball?
No bocce ball. That, you know, I think that would be – I think bocce ball around drunks is probably not a good idea.
Oh, nonsense.
I was going to say there's a –
there's a place up in Lake Orion area.
Well, you got Lake Orion area, which is like the huge bocce ball thing.
Palazzo de Bocce with the rubber Italian food.
Wait a minute. How about with all the space? With all the space, feather bowling.
Feather bowling. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Get the dirt and all that stuff. But yeah, that maybe in the expansion area we'll see. You know.
Let's just get it open first with the beer.
Yes. Yeah.
So as always, with segment three, we have five questions with Matt Bush. Da 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 da.
Nope. He just bit that $5 chip.
Still no Muzak.
Spent all right. That $5 on gas.
Well, gas, grass, or ass. No one rents for free.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, back, bumper sticker. Was it October?
Do you follow the rules of the road? Good thing we got that on camera.
That Harry Bush nine. All right, so last October, I in lieu of, or right around this time, actually, I believe, Rob was getting married, so I texted his wonderful fiance and I asked for a couple of factoids about Rob, about his
his K-pop fandom and all the other embarrassing things.
Son of a bitch. That's they kill you.
There are no baby metal questions in here. Don't worry about it.
Actually, for me, that's J-pop. Get it right.
And no Amobis either, but we're close. So real quick, we always start with geography. So as is well documented, Nick did a long tour of breweries along the West Coast.
Yes.
So
of Michigan.
Yes, of Michigan. The Lake Michigan coast. So
the Lake Michigan, there you go.
Third coast.
Here is okay, sure. So Nick's favorite brewery was A, Grand Armory, B, New Holland, C, Brewery de Mackinac, or D, Sheboygan Brewing Company.
You mean Bière de Mack Brewworks?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I just write brewery because my autocorrect doesn't understand French.
Well, if it was a year ago, they weren't even open yet, so.
It was this summer. Okay. Early this summer.
It was the first week of May.
Yes.
So Bière de Mack, New Holland, Grand Armory, and what was the fourth one?
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Well, I hope to God it wasn't Sheboygan.
Their blood orange honey is delicious.
That's why I say. The Grand Armory. Grand Armory makes some good beers.
Grand Armory was
Bière de Mack does too, but.
I'm going to go with Grand Armory.
Rob?
I am going to go with New Holland.
Bière de Mack.
All right, so.
What'd she say?
I was told it was Grand Armory.
It was Grand Armory.
Was it the roast marshmallow beer?
It was.
Yeah. All right, so.
Oh, that's right.
I will say this, though. One of the things during that entire trip that we did hit up it was all little small plates of every single, you know, the ones that had food at least. Stormcloud over in Frankfurt.
Did you get some popcorn?
No, we got some popcorn, but we got their tots. Legit. Ooh. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then if they had hummus at the brewery, we had to have hummus.
At a brewery?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hummus makes me sleep, though.
Oh, man.
Now you make me
New Holland had – dude, New Holland, Right Brain. We didn't go to Right Brain on the trip.
Right Brain's got some good
Right
hummus.
Brain's got some really good hummus.
Especially if you get, like, the Traverse City chips with the tortilla chips.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Question two.
This is easily my favorite question of the night.
How tall is Nick? No.
I would expect that from Matt Bush, but not from you. Well, you're not tall.
Well, I actually, I kind of snuck that one into this question anyways.
You tool.
All right. So apparently Halloween is one of Nick's favorite holidays, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which of the following five costumes has Nick not worn for Halloween late?
I know all these, so.
Number one, Quail Man. Number two, Wicket. Number three, Han Solo. Number four, Marty Skrull. Number five, Stimpy.
Martin Skrull, you mean? Or Skrull?
Oh, God, not that fucking dude from Pharma Bro. Yeah. Fuck that guy. Marty Skrull.
Okay.
Marty Skrull.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm going to go with Marty Skrull. Yeah.
Marty Skrull.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were correcting him by saying it was Pharma Bro.
No, it's not Pharma Bro.
Which of these five costumes has Nick not worn? Was he not Quail Man? Was he not Wicket? Was he not Han Solo? Was he not Marty Skrull? Or was he not Stimpy? Or was he actually, the answer is more than one of these things.
There's more than one that he has?
Yeah, he was actually two and a half of these things.
Two and a half.
So I know the answers, so I'll let you guys go.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm just gonna go with my gut. I'm gonna say Stimpy.
Okay,
I'm gonna say Han Solo just for the hell of it because it's almost too obvious. But
I mean, he would definitely be too short to be a stormtrooper.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
come on!
Oh man!
Man, you guys suck.
So this answer is going to force a question. So, 2 years ago, I guess Nick was both Quail Man and Han Solo.
Yep.
At the same time.
Yes. Okay.
And this year, apparently, he plans to be Marty Skrull.
Yes.
Now, he's a wrestler.
Yes.
How do you plan on dressing as a wrestler? Just wearing.
So Marty Skrull has an umbrella with, you know, it's a black umbrella with Bullet Club on it, for those of you that follow wrestling.
I don't.
He has the plague. You see it in the plague.
I have no idea what it is. I just saw a wrestler in black trunks.
All right, so
And he's hairless, which was my part of my next question. No.
We're going to have to figure out the logistics of that one.
It's easy, a razor.
Top hat, sunglasses. He has the plague doctor mask. Like, if you go
the long nose.
Yeah, yep. He has that black trench coat with a bullet club umbrella.
So you're going in the intro outfit, not the black
the intro
trunks.
Outfit. Yeah,
I was afraid of anybody who was going to go to Halloween party with you walking out black wrestler trunks.
It'll be at Yomacon, which is not necessarily during Halloween weekend this year.
When
but
is that?
It is the first weekend of November.
Okay,
I will be here for the show, obviously, and then I'll be going back to my hotel room at the Rensun.
Hey,
and I will be probably getting drunk.
All right, so the answer to this,
Stimpy.
Well, yes. Nick was not Stimpy, which I thought would be a great costume.
Why would it be a good costume?
You know, Tara could be Ren and Stimpy.
I just didn't see that as a good costume.
Definitely. Nick is also, while daily wearing the Wicket costume, he has never been Wicket.
Wow. Because, I mean, that kind of goes a little outside.
I'm surprised she didn't mention Mario.
Oh, she did, but I didn't fit that in. Okay. But
because she did.
That was my Ewok joke. Did you catch that? Okay.
We got it.
So you guys have a delicious beer in front of you.
Now, I want to know, how does this beer fit in with me?
This doesn't.
Okay, thank God.
What is that smell?
I really want.
Oh, God, dude. What the hell?
Very tropical fruit.
Is Rob's nose going to bleed?
My hope is yes.
It's fucking Four Loko.
I mean, it is just some straight booty, y'all.
I think I know what this is.
God.
Tasting notes from the brewer. When you smell this, what do you smell? What do you taste when it hits your tongue?
I can't drink it. I can't.
What's so funny is that you can see it all on the camera now, too.
Oh, God. I got to switch to the Twitch feed now so I can see myself cringe.
I'm not sure if the nausea is because I was laughing so much or because it was the beer.
Todd, so what do you think
about quote unquote beer.
What do you think about the beverage in your cup?
It's sweet, very tropical, over the top tropical fruity, under attenuated, alcoholic.
It's alcoholic, all right.
Yeah.
It's a one sipper drain pour, that's what it is.
Yeah, this is something that college students will use with their dates.
Yeah. Rob's going back for sip number two.
I even got sip number one.
Oh, then how are you? You got to drink it. You got to put it in your mouth.
Is it? Well, it's not. It's a Fruit Punch Steel Reserve.
That totally is. I'm going with Todd on this one.
Well, we have two questions.
Oh. So hold on. Let's.
Okay. Well, here's.
Is it better or worse than Four Loko Gold?
I mean, what the fuck? I got nothing for this. I mean, is this the shit they used and put Duracells?
Are we drinking alkaline acid?
Right.
Wait, that's not an acid.
It keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick, have another sip.
No.
Come on.
No.
Why not?
No.
Oh, come on. At least I'm going for another one.
Yeah. Oh, hey, fuck.
Get out the.
This is so what the fuck that you have.
You're right, because I got to see your reaction up close and personal.
Some
on
shorts
to
meter, you know, half and half with that would cut it a little bit, give it a little more tartness and. Wouldn't be so sweet.
So we're going to ask two questions as a collective, and then we get to guess. So
all right,
Ken thinks he's going to lead us.
I think I have it, but I'm thinking it's a different one. So I'm gonna attempt. So is this a we may have like a clarification in regards to the question, which is fine.
Okay,
but is this a flavored beverage in regards F&B. To the line of Steel Reserve X, Molson X, Bud Light X? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Flavored malt beverage.
Four Loko X.
Well, not necessarily FMB, because I'm trying to get it down to at least, because we know it's some type of FMB.
Yeah.
But the thing is it a flake? There's Steel Reserve, but then there's Steel Reserve Fruit Punch. There's Budweiser, but then there's Budweiser Hurricane.
So are you asking me if it's a derivative of a different brand?
Yeah. So like, because there's Budweiser.
Put it
Bud
this way,
Light.
Most likely anyone's not going to put this out. Right. Oh, this is my. Oh, we've got a flagship, and right. This is
a Ford. It's a Ford, but there's escapes. So, there's expeditions.
Ask this again.
So, is it a version of a known beer, a la?
I go yes. I would go yes on that.
So there is a standard drink there, and then this is a derivative of that drink.
Yes, that is a great way to clarify that question.
Okay, so obviously it's not Steel Reserve, but it's something. It's
the Steel Reserve flavored ones do not taste like Steel Reserve.
Correct. But that gets us into, instead of like the FMB, like the Four Loko FMB, it gets us into at least the category of your Budweiser, your Steel Reserve, your whatever other flavors there may be.
I mean, like, Steel Reserve does come in packages, so just so you know.
I expect you to hold your hand out and carry it around, dude.
See, my first flavor, I thought it was Twisted Tea.
No, I don't think it's a tea. But
I don't think, yeah.
It's probably some sort of, tropical fruit sort of. That's what I was thinking, either fruit punch or like the pineapple. Yeah.
Rob, how you hanging out over there?
Your shit's making my stomach hurt. Fuck you.
Are you going to have a boom boom early tomorrow? A pain boom boom? The booty lounge.
It may not even make it tomorrow.
Nick,
I might not even make
any,
it home.
Any more thoughts on this delightful beverage that you have?
This shit sucks.
I think if you blended it with like a sour, you could at least finish it.
So what you think? Sour?
Where's Dan? Let's get some Bourbon County in this
shit.
Thing.
If Dan was here, he'd be like, "This is delicious."
He would. He would love this shit
every damn time.
So Ken, you're the leader of the band. That's made for you and me.
God, I don't know. I don't know where to go next because the answer was yes.
Should I have said no?
Well, I mean, if you said no, then we would at least be knowing it'd be like a Seagram's or a
Cisco or
we'd have a little bit more because, like, we know. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is a derivative of a known brand, a very well-serving brand, I would believe.
Like
Mickey's. Flavored.
Is there Mickey?
I'm kidding. I hope not.
Mickey's mixed with Burnett's.
Bernickies. There you go. We got a drink.
McNets.
Oh my gosh. Do you have so you're getting like tropical fruit punch type flavoring.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're right on the nose with the tropical fruit.
I can't tell if that was sarcasm or not.
I know. Like, and then he brought up the nose. I'm thinking like Fruit Loops right now.
Spool Truth?
If this is not Spool Truth.
No.
And much less if it was, then yeah, damn, I wish Angela was here because then she would have got it. And I'd be pretty upset because.
All right, so we got a second question.
Yes, we do.
I'm in the middle of absolutely nothing. Like, I've got no idea.
Not fun.
You gave us shit beer again.
I told you.
Again.
The rules are I go and buy a single and you have to figure out what it is.
So this has got to be, it's got to be a single in a well-stocked, like, single. Oh.
Is that a can in your pocket or are you just happy to see us?
Yeah, this is a can for sure.
So that takes away from where I was going to attempt to deviate, which was like Mike's Hard or Smirnoff. So. I really think
get the bulge out of his pocket. I'll show that online so that the viewers.
No,
can.
I don't need any more fans.
Based on the bulge, it looks like it's a 16 ounce.
Well, he's underestimating my bulge.
apparently, size matters.
It's a little chilly outside.
All right, so question number two.
Should even though we're talking about major brand, do we need to go U.S. Canada?
Oh, yeah, fucking Labatt.
Because Labatt, that's right. Labatt has that damn, they have a couple because they've got the fruit punch one that they have. For some reason, it's the only one I could think of. I know that they have other ones, but that's the first one I could think of. I know this isn't the fruit punch because the fruit punch is a hell of a lot more in color than this is. So.
All right. Question number two. Is this
an American-made flavored malt beverage.
It or, is.
What is the brewery American-owned?
Oh.
That's you, that draw. That's too. There's too many lines on that.
Yeah, because if you're going like technicalities in regards,
I mean, Pabst versus
is
originally this, it was an American-owned brewery.
Okay,
well, so most of them were.
Yeah, but I mean, you got Molson Coors, which I believe is Canadian. You got ABI, yeah, which is Belgian. You got, yep, Pabst, which is Russian. Yeah. So yeah, there's no real. It, as long as we know it's brewed in the United States. Like, it's,
well, I mean, I don't think any other country would accept this.
Apparently someone does because it's sitting there on a single shelf.
Can I get a sneaky third question in?
I'll give you, yeah, because you guys,
it's a very specific question.
Sure, yeah, no, I'll accept if, it.
It's going to, is this a Steel Reserve beer?
It is not.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So it's American made, not Steel Reserve. Comes in a can.
And it's tropical.
I mean, you got Budweiser. They got Hurricane. They got.
Well, the thing is, it's going to be like one of these Bacardi flavored beverages or something like that. That you've got the flavored malt beverages, even though it's a division of somebody, it's going to be like that.
He did. He did drop one of those Jamaican Me Crazies on us once before. Which,
yeah, but that was in a game.
You know,
that was in the.
I think that was Briggerman that was drinking that.
Oh, he brought that in last week, but that was in the game where you brought your little Specs Howard friend in. Well, he was chugging it.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
I'm gonna go with the guess. You guys can.
I'm just gonna.
I've got it.
I got nothing.
I already threw out the Steel Reserve punch, so.
Is it?
If you guess it on the nose now, I'm gonna take away your computer privileges.
I'm looking at a specific thing, and because there's no there, you've given us nothing,
right?
Like, I gave you a great beverage.
Based on whose reviews?
It gets like a 2.5 on
it. Did it get you laid?
Huh?
Did it get you laid?
Oh, God, no. I would never serve this to another individual. I don't want this kind of breath coming back at me.
Is this a Bud Light Raspberita?
No, this is not.
I was thinking
Red's Wicked Mango.
I told you this. You had the tropical thing.
Oh, my gosh.
God. I hate you so much right now.
Suck.
I bet you Dan knew exactly what it was. shout out to Big Machine.
I can't say I've ever had that. So.
Yeah, don't ever again, I would imagine, too.
No, that's yeah, the time. And
I mean, it's...
Ugh. I mean, now I get a little bit of the apple-y, but you don't know whether that's always, whether that's just...
Exactly. You know. That's like everything I Did kept you finish getting it, Rob? Was apple. No, I'm just saying to hell when I'm going to.
Nick?
Here you go, Rob.
Yeah, here.
Bottoms up, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that was terrible.
God.
It's better than the actual apple, though.
Question four.
Is this the beer? Is this it?
Yeah, that's it. Oh.
This isn't bad at all.
Question four.
You never had it? You suck.
I've had the apple, and I had almost vomited.
Question four.
All right, Tara said, I'm going to put this in quotes. When his inner frat boy comes out, he reaches for this macro light lager. What does frat boy Nick Paglia reach for when his inner frat boy comes out?
Good question. What is that?
Ice house.
No, that's what he drinks when he's having a bad day.
That's right. That's a bad day.
Matt, show me the answer. I'm not going
to say what?
No, all right. I'm not going to answer.
Well, yeah, I know you're not going to answer. We need multiple choices.
I'm just curious as to what she said.
I'm just curious if my girlfriend knows.
Miller High Life.
What's her?
Okay, all right.
He said light lager, so.
It's multiple choice, or are we just throwing it out there?
How many macro light lagers do you know of? Do you need a multiple choice?
Natural light.
Okay, Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, Yingling Light.
Natty Light. I'm not a stranger to sarcasm.
Bush Light.
Sir.
Yeah. Natural Light.
This actually isn't half bad. Why are you guys bitching?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Coors Light. Rob?
Mick Ultra 64.
No, you gave us the three options. It's Bud Miller Coors.
Miller Light, then.
The answer is Coors Light.
Coors Light.
I'll agree with that answer. Yeah.
And question number five.
$5 pitchers at JD's.
Fuck yeah, dude. Those were the days.
Question number five. I don't even know what this is, so I think that's going to. What the fuck is an Amiibo?
Amiibo.
What the fuck is an Amiibo? All
right, so the Amiibos are these little collectible, like little character things you can get for the Nintendo Wii U.
It's like a Funko Pop, but it's
kind of.
What the fuck is a Funko Pop?
So
just take it in.
So there's these little collectible figurines that you can use in games like Smash Brothers. I know Fire Emblem series has a whole. You can basically touch it to the console, and they basically interact with that figurine.
I don't think you were
to enhance
born yet
the game.
When I started playing Fire Emblem.
No, probably not.
Was that the 70s?
No, he was still playing.
No, that was in the caveman era when he was making fire.
No, everyone knows Rob was playing
Atari
tennis.
2600 here.
Yeah, he was making emblems with fire.
Everyone knows Rob was playing Tennis for Two before.
I was playing Adventure on Atari 2600.
Yes.
Before?
You were playing Snafu on the Intellivision.
All right, so what's the question?
What the fuck is an Amiibo?
Look it up. I'm fucking.
Because, I mean, they look like.
Smurfs.
It's a little figurine.
It looks like shit I used to get out of the quarter Smurfs. Vending machine at the local diner.
You wouldn't go with a little stick 'em, like, slap thing that,
no,
like,
actually,
sticks
slap,
to the.
Snap, I had, oh, I, that thing that's the little gooey fucking.
Yeah,
thing?
The long.
I thought you were going to say a snap bracelet for a second.
I had two fascinations. It was the NFL collector helmets.
No.
I remember those.
And
I used to have those. Though.
And the homies. Back in the end of the 90s, geez. Beginning of the 2000s, they had these little figurines called homies. And they were the most, looking back, the most racist, insensitive things. They were all dressed in ghetto garb, looking like plaid shirts.
Not a big Pogs player.
No, that was like mid-90s.
Yeah.
I'm talking.
Yeah.
Homies were like culturally insensitive brats.
Yeah, against Mexicans. But they were the coolest shit in the world. I thought they were my mom would be like, I think my mom would be like, hey, here's your 25 cents. Go get your homies.
Availability 1998 to present.
To present?
If you find me.
Wait, present?
You can still get them, apparently.
Because nobody's ever finished spinning that 25 cents.
Yeah. You could get Hollywood, known for his zoot suit and 1970s disco hairstyle.
I'm going to see if I have any. I know she's digging through my shit tonight, so I'm pretty sure I can find some homies. I'll bring them in next week. But, all right, so let's circle the show back. Let's talk about Little Guy
Brewing
Company.
There you go.
Yep.
Where can we find you on your social media verse?
There goes stop dropping cans, Matthew.
You can look for me at Beer Todd.
It's on camera.
I'm on Twitter and Facebook. Although I'm on Facebook a lot more than I am on Twitter, just because it's easier. And for the longest time, I was on Twitter, and then it just was so hard keeping up that I switched to Facebook.
You don't have a
more.
Pill for that now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I am 50, so yeah, it's you know, you got to deal with what you got to deal with. But so. Just at Beer Todd or Todd Parker. Little Guy Brewing Company has a Facebook page. I have the URL for the website. I just haven't really done anything yet with it because
– LittleGuyBrewing.com?
Yeah.
Keep talking. Keep talking. Sorry.
And so, you know, you do have some different things. And I even have Little Guy Brewing Co. At Little Guy Brewing Co. on Twitter also, although I'm not really posting much of that right at the moment yet. But it's – just trying to get things out there. Facebook is right now the best way for me. A lot of people will go with that. I've got an Instagram feed for myself. I don't post that much to it yet, but I've, you know, here and there we'll post things, stuff too. But
so what are you planning when you get out of the gate? What's going to be? What do you think is going to be the flagship? You said the Honey Kolsch is what you're kind of going
to
leave with.
No, Honey Kolsch will be a good one to have. I don't think it's going to be the biggest seller right now. Because the IPA marketplace is so full, I don't know whether it's going to take over. But I think the Belgian Pale is going to be distinct enough and have a sort of a unique flavor and will fit a niche that's not really being taken up very much yet. And so I think that will do pretty well.
Does the Belgian Pale have a comparable in the marketplace today? Your Belgian Pale is going to be like X beer?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is you would say you look at things like Deconic and stuff or some of the classic ones. But like Houblon Omegang has a sort of Houblon, you know, not the Schuf's Houblon, which is a different beer. But you've got just a Belgian pale, but this will have some of the, like I was saying, some violet and lavender in it, which will give it an interesting sort of flowery character that will add a neat little distinct flavor to it. And you look in other states, you're starting to see more Belgian pales coming around. It's a good style of beer. It's kind of like a mini saison for some people. It's an easy drinker. It's a good session, sort of something that's not going to fill you up that you can have a few in a session. It's not going to, you know, because the Blue Moons seem to and Shock Tops seem to have taken over that sort of role right now for that wit beer. Although I'll still do my Summer Zest, which I think will do well too, but it's just a matter of trying to fit into that marketplace, that sort of Belgian-y flavor. But yet not, you know, crazy. Because, you know, that's the thing is people want something a little different. They're going to want, you know, some distinct, but they're going to want something that's the standard too. So
where are we going to find you? Where are you physically going to be located?
We are right over there in Waterford off the 59 on Highland Road. Some of you might have known the Kmart that was there that's just now got closed about 3 months ago or so. In one of their recent closings. So right over there by Cass Lake and Highland Road or 59. So about a mile and a half up from Telegraph.
West Telegraph?
Yes. Or actually, hold on. Yes, west of Telegraph. So because it sort of bends around.
Sure.
You know, it gets a little weird there. But yeah, and so, you know, for those people who drive – from Oakland County or Oakland, Central Oakland down out to the suburbs, you know, at the end of the day, drive through there, it backs up in that area too. So
stop and have a beer.
Stop and have a beer.
And you said 50% off for all of the Better on Draft customers, right?
Something like that.
For the first 6 months?
Something like that. Yeah.
So that's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft. Todd from
Just
Little
kidding.
Guy, yep. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. Go
Thanks
check
for
them
having
out.
Me, guys.
Don't forget to check out our sponsors. We've got North Center Brewing in Northville, Michigan, Zatuna Liquor in Rochester Hills, and Brown Iron Brew House over in Washington Township. Don't forget, we're also doing a FanDuel Week 4. Check it out on Better on Draft's Facebook page, as well as a $2,000 scholarship over at Schoolcraft College. We appreciate you all joining us, and no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft.
Better on Draft.
Have a good night.